Welcome back to the podcast. Today I have with me McKenna Munger. I got to meet McKenna in high school, my junior or senior, my senior year, and we just stayed in touch like since then. It's been quite a while. So McKenna, thanks for joining me today.
Of course, I'm very flattered to be invited to your podcast. When you asked me, I was just so honored. So I'm excited to be here.
You are the first person from Oklahoma.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Represent.
I don't know too many people from Oklahoma though, so it doesn't mean too much.
Well,
That's okay though.
gotta love Oklahoma.
Yeah. I guess to start off, like, how have you been? How was school last semester and like adjusting to online school?
Yeah, so I've been doing pretty good. Definitely switching to all online was strange. I still had a few in-person classes, but not gonna lie, didn't really go to them. I really opted in for the Zoom because it's convenient, it's there. And so yeah, it wasn't horrible switch because I've done online school over the summer in the past, so I was kind of used to having to keep up with my own work and watch videos and all that fun, enjoyable stuff. I think the real big difference was that we couldn't really go out a lot and, like hang out with my friends as much, like outside of our apartment or at their houses, et cetera, just kind of that.
Did you like, I don't know how often you go home, but were you able to go home at all like midway through the semester, or did you just like wait till the school, like your fall semester was done before going home?
Yeah, so actually, I went home in October, and when I got home, my dad got tested
Oh,
for
I
corona,
remember this.
or sorry, COVID. And him and my brother had it, and then I was already home, and so I was already exposed. And so I stayed home, got a test a couple days later, and then ended up having it. And so I was home for 3 weeks during like the middle of the school year. So it's nice that we were able to switch online. And so then I came back and I only had, oh my gosh, like 5 weeks left of school in person. And then I was done again. So it was like a mini break almost, except with schoolwork still.
What did you go home for? Like why'd you go home that like in the middle of like October or something?
Me and Jack just planned on going home just to visit our families and kind of hang out down there. And then those plans changed really quick.
Wait, did Jack also stay home too, or did he go back up?
So he came down, but after I found out that my dad and brother had it, he stayed away from us. And so he pretty much came down. He didn't see me, and then he went back up because he was able to. He didn't like wasn't in contact with us, so it was just kind of funny.
So did you actually test positive for it, or were you just like, I'm exposed, I'm just gonna stay here?
Yeah, I went and got tested 3 days after I knew I was exposed, and I tested positive for it then.
Wow, congrats.
I know, just one of the lucky ones.
Were you like experiencing any like severe symptoms, or were they mild, or like did you not even experience any at all?
At first I didn't notice it. It felt like I was just having allergies almost. And I mean, I knew I was exposed, so I kind of figured it was like COVID symptoms. And then I started running fevers. I was really tired. I would sleep like 18 hours out of the day, and it was kind of amazing, but also horrible at the same time because I had to do schoolwork somewhere in between that. But I was really different from my dad. My dad actually had it pretty bad. He got the pneumonia and was struggling with that for a while. He actually should have gone to the hospital, but he never told us that he was like getting so low with his pulse. Like he was at like an 85 at one point, and From the like everything we were reading and keeping up with, you really aren't supposed to go under 90, and you should be going to the hospital or ER then. Yeah, he just decided to not tell us after us asking him multiple times what it was at. He would just like, "Oh, I'm fine. It's at like 92." So, that was a little scary, but he's all better now. He still actually has a cough from it though, so
Really?
the side effects continue on.
What about the whole like losing taste and losing smell? Did you or any of your family members have that?
No, I actually didn't lose my taste or smell, and neither did anyone else in my family.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I've had it yet. I've gotten tested a lot, just because we have like on-campus testing and it's free, but I don't know. There's been like one day in the fall that I remember feeling really bad, and like I didn't have any coughs or anything. It was just like a fever, and I was really like tired. But I drank a lot of water and I slept like a long time. And like after the second and third day, I didn't really feel much. But that's like been the only time I've actually felt sick during this time. And I have no clue if I've gotten it or not, honestly. I feel like at some point I've definitely come into contact with people who have had it, but I haven't felt anything, and every time I've been tested, I've been negative. So, knock on wood, like I don't get
Hey, I hope you don't either. It's not enjoyable.
it.
Or hopefully you've already had it and it's like passed through your system and you get a little bit of immunity.
Yeah, that'd be nice. What'd you do for winter break?
Winter break, pretty much chilled at home. You know, it's still kind of. My mom actually got COVID during winter break because she didn't get it the same time we did. Like, shockingly. I don't know how she didn't because we were all in the house with her locked up. And so I was quarantined for 2 weeks there. And then retested, wasn't positive. I kind of figured just because I've heard that the antibodies can kind of help and it's unlikely to get it, I guess. I'm not too for sure. You know, I still am so confused half the time about how I can get it or if I can get it again. And so the other thing I did, I got an internship. That was
Yeah, I
really
saw.
exciting. They're like my dream company, and so I was very excited that I was just able to, you know, get to be in touch with them and really learn a lot more about their company. And I'm just super excited to be able to get to work for them this summer. So
Yeah,
those are
no.
my big
That's
things, and then
yeah.
hung out with my puppy.
Yeah, your new puppy, right?
Yes, Miss Oakley.
I've seen pictures I think your mom posted on Facebook and so jealous. It's so cute.
She's a mess, but she's fun. She has a personality, huge personality.
So this like internship, did you just like apply during winter break and you like interviewed and got it, or did you like apply earlier in the semester and like you just found out over the break that you got it?
Yeah, so I knew about it last year and I applied last year, but I was a sophomore and so they didn't really look into me that much just because I really didn't have a lot of experience. And then junior year, I was like, I really want to reapply for them. And so did that in September, got a call from them in October about getting to start the interview process. And so I talked with their hiring manager, Michelle, and she moved me through the first round of interviews. She was great. I love talking to her. And then she called me and she was like, "Hey, you know, you applied for the digital marketing internship, but I want you to try and maybe interview with the more field marketing." So I would be doing more event planning almost and just kind of being out with everyone instead of just being kind of behind the scenes with the computer. So I interviewed for that and then I got past that second round and went into the third round of interviews. And then they filled the position for the marketing internship, just the regular one. And so they switched me back to digital marketing. And so that is what I'm going to be doing.
What's the difference between the two?
So digital marketing is more like you work on the blog post, social media. You get to work on websites a little bit, really like search engine optimization, the CRM platforms. So you're really just kind of the almost research for the marketing team while you're also applying marketing practices.
Yeah, that's really cool. Like, how did you find this company too? That you're going to be in Houston, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, since I was probably in junior high, me and my mom have really enjoyed going and looking at model homes just around Katy area. And Perry Homes, the company that I'll be working for, they're really big around Fullbrook right now and some other neighborhoods around Katy. And so I've always loved their houses, just how they stage their houses, the designs of them. And I started researching into their mission statements and really what the company is all about. And I loved how it was founded. It's a family company. So they're really personal and they're just all super friendly. Every time I've talked to them and the people that work there. So that's what really made me want to join and learn about them.
Yeah. That's awesome. And like, it's so nice to have something locked down before like the new year and you don't have to worry about it. And it's nice that you'll like be coming back home too and you know what you're doing now this summer.
For sure. It's
Yeah.
definitely comforting because I feel like internships are already so slim,
Yeah.
in general. And then with the pandemic, they're even more slim now. It's pretty difficult to actually find a job and
Yeah.
get past that first step. So
Yeah, some
I was
companies aren't
thankful.
even offering them anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So, cool. So you go to Oklahoma State.
Go Pokes.
Go
Yes.
Pokes. First of all, what's a poke?
A poke. Okay, so a poke actually comes from the full term cowpoke. So
Okay.
it's like cowboy, just kind of a different word, I guess, for it. They're pretty much ranch hands, you
Yeah.
know, cowboys, work with livestock, do all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't. I
Oh,
didn't.
I hope I got that right. I was like,
No, I didn't
maybe.
know. I didn't know that what that was, because I know your guys' mascot is like a cowboy, and I was just trying to figure out like how a poke is related to a cowboy. But I guess that explains it.
Yep, cow poke.
cowpoke. So, what made you like want to go to OSU?
So, long story. Well, kind of. I can make it shorter.
Oh, take your time.
I've grown up with OSU my whole life. My parents went here. They met here, actually. Got married in college, and I've pretty much been coming up to OSU since then. Not as much when we moved down to Houston, but when we lived in Wichita, we would come down to basketball and football games all the time. And then when it was coming around time to apply for colleges, I really wasn't like, I don't know, I struggled trying to look for colleges there. I was being really picky, and I guess that's good because I ended up where I'm supposed to be now. But I toured Baylor. I really loved Baylor. And then I toured OSU. I really loved OSU, but what was keeping me back is I was like, well, it's really far, first of all. I grew up with it, so I felt like that was part of why I loved it so much. I didn't know if it was just because of my past and if I was going to continue really enjoying it after that. And I think what was pushing me towards Baylor is that it was just such a beautiful campus and the people there are great. And then I went and visited OSU one last time before making my decision.
Yeah.
I was about to put in my housing for Baylor, and I came up here and I was like, I really want to go here instead.
Yeah.
And so I withdrew from like the Baylor application process pretty much, like with the housing, and signed up for housing at OSU. And so that's pretty much my story. I
Yeah.
love it up here. It is far away, but I think it also gave me a greater sense of independence away from home.
Yeah. Now, I remember you had been like high on Baylor and I knew like you always had that like connection with Oklahoma State, but I don't know. I'm glad that like you're enjoying it now. Obviously, like 3 years in, you feel like you made the right decision. That's awesome. So, those two were like, was Texas A&M ever part of that group?
I'm so sorry, A&M and all my wonderful friends that attend, but no.
Honestly, though, the fun.
First, okay, but first of all, I couldn't get in. Okay, I know for a fact I would not be able to get in.
Wait,
So,
really?
no, I was
Wait, did you apply? I forgot if you even applied.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a tough school.
Yeah. Well, I will say, I remember when we drove up like sophomore year to go like visit you, and I didn't like walk through y'all's campus, but just I think I was like, yeah, I went to like Dory's friend's dorm or something. And so I saw like a small part of campus, and even in that small section of campus, I was like, wow, there's a lot more color here. A&M, it just feels like everything's so old and brown, tan, but it just felt like a lot more lively because the colors were just more like the buildings were like red and orange and just bright. It's really
Yeah.
pretty.
We The other funny thing is we actually get seasons up here. Like
Yeah.
that's just so different from Houston. I mean,
Yeah.
and like just South Texas. And so the first time I really noticed like all the leaves changing, they were like just like gorgeous red and orange. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have not seen a real season in like years. So that was another cool part.
Do you get snow up there that often?
Kind of like we've had a couple of snow days here, but every time we have a snow day, I miss it somehow.
Yeah.
Or like I'm back home for winter break and there's like a nice snowstorm that comes in and
Yeah.
I'm sadly not up here. But
There's a snowstorm in A&M like 2 weeks ago or something.
oh yeah, I saw that.
It was so pretty. I was actually curious if it had snowed up in Oklahoma. I figured it did, but I know people in Dallas didn't get as much snow as us, so I wasn't sure if it snowed where you're like at OSU.
I don't a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I just got up here last Sunday, so I don't think I was here, but I think they did get snow
That's
up in
nice.
Stillwater, but I don't think it was a lot, if I remember right.
Yeah. Okay. So, you are majoring in marketing and something else, or is it just marketing?
Yeah, marketing and entrepreneurship.
Okay. What, made you want to like go down that route?
So I started off with just entrepreneurship. I like the thought of being able to be an independent business owner or, partnering.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sorry. And so I filled out that application for the business school my senior year of high school. And then right before coming to college, when I was at my orientation, I actually switched to interior design. And so I really enjoy like real estate and the housing market and all of that. So that's still where I really want to go into. But I very quickly learned that interior design is pretty much architecture. There's definitely differences, but I mean, it's a lot of design and drawing. And if you know me, I'm not a drawer by any means, and I am not coordinated enough for that. So I left that my first day of college
Oh,
and went
first
into
day.
yeah, first day and went into entrepreneurship again. And then just, oh, I think last year I picked up marketing as a double major because I loved my marketing class and I thought it was a lot of fun. And with marketing, I can find more jobs as opposed to entrepreneurship where you're almost just expected to open your own job or company. So that's how I got my majors right there.
Nice, yeah. I think it's funny that like first day you're already like, yeah, this isn't for me. I feel like I would probably like wait a semester before even considering. I'd probably be like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna just tough it out. Like maybe it's just 'cause I don't know any better, but
Well, okay, so I thought about it. I'm kind of I just kind of jump into things and I just kind of do it, you know, without really thinking. And so I when I got into my class and I was like listening to everything they were saying, she was like, "Now this is interior design. Do not confuse it with interior decorating." And I was like, "Oh, there's a big problem right there." And I did not do my research beforehand. And then I went to my second class of interior design. It was like the beginner kind of drawing class. And they were like, "Yeah, so your supply total is going to come to around $500." And I was like, "Oh." And so I called my mom and I was like, "I don't think this is for me." And then I set up an appointment with my advisor and got switched over.
Very nice. Did your parents play any role in like what you chose? Like, did they introduce you to something at a young age that made you like lean towards one direction?
One Direction, Harry Styles. Sorry, I had to. My dad, he is a big businessman, loves everything about business, and so I kind of grew up learning a little bit about business from him. I don't want to be in the same industry as him. He's energy. I personally have no interest in the energy industry. I've made that very clear with him. But I just really like the business side of things as well. Like after learning about it, it's you can get a job anywhere pretty much. You can do multiple things in business, which I really enjoyed. So he never really convinced me to be in a major, neither did my mom. I kind of chose my route by just based on what I've heard beforehand. And I even tried to pick a different route, and obviously that didn't work out. So.
I asked that because like for me I chose mechanical engineering, like not because like my dad was mechanical, but honestly it was just because I didn't really know anything else besides like I'm good at math and that's really it. And so I guess mechanical engineering was what I was most familiar with since my dad also does that. But even though like I've known he was an engineer my entire life, like even as a senior in high school, I could not tell you like what he did. Like someone would ask me and I'd be like, "Oh yeah, he works for an oil and gas company." And they'd be like, "What does he do?" And I'm like, "Ah, you lost me there. You lost me
That was me for the longest time, and then finally, like, I don't know what was happening. I think it was when I started working with my vice president position in my business fraternity, where a lot of people would ask me like what my dad's position was because they were all interested in energy. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I don't know." And so I finally asked him, and now I know at least his position.
There you go. So you mentioned your business fraternity. Why
Yes.
don't you give me some insight on how that's been for you?
Yeah, so it is a lot of fun. It's definitely different right now because we're all virtual. I really miss the personal aspect because we would just go and hang out and we would stay until like an hour after chapter just talking. And so that was a lot of fun. What we do pretty much is we kind of are just all about learning how to be professional. We get really good connections through Spears, School of Business, and then through other ways of communication. Oh gosh, what else? I learned how to dress professional through this. So that's definitely been a great help because whenever people are like, "Oh, you have to dress business professional, like here's what you have to do," I'm like, "Thank God I already have all that stuff in my closet."
For a girl, I feel like it's just you have so many options. Guys, you're kind of limited.
Yeah, you have like a little suit and then like
That's
a
it.
couple undershirts and that's about it. Yeah. Well, as like being in the professional world, kind of like through this fraternity, it's kind of you kind of feel like powerful in these suits. Like, I don't know. Every time I walk out in it, I'm like, this is so fancy, like way too fancy for myself. And I just feel like a boss.
What made you like want to join it? And when did you join it?
So I joined it spring 2019, so my freshman spring semester. The reason I joined it is actually because of my freshman orientation class. My peer mentor in that class, she was in DSP, and so she was handing out flyers about it, and I got really close to her that year. And so she really pushed me to join DSP, and she was in an exec position there, and so that's how I got to be in my exec positions now, was because of her. So I really found out through that first year class and through her.
Yeah, would you say like she was somebody that you kind of looked up to when you first joined and you're like, I want to be like her?
Oh, of course. Yeah, she's an amazing person, very positive, optimistic. She knew what she was doing. She's actually in law school right now,
Oh, wow.
so I really looked up to her because that is some hard work right there.
Yeah, it's And how much older was she compared to you?
She was a senior the year that I was a freshman, so
Oh,
she
okay.
graduated pretty quick after.
Yeah. And like since then, like what have you been doing in that organization? You said you were vice president?
Yeah, so when I first was in an exec position, I was vice president of scholarship and awards. And so I would find scholarships through the school and through other outside sources and give them to our members. And then I would also announce Brother of the Week. So we would just recognize members that were doing great in any aspect, really. And then after that, I was the chancellor. And so I kind of ran the meetings. Like, I wasn't the speaker. That's our president that does that. But I would change the slides. I had a little gavel, so that was really fun. That also makes you feel very powerful, by
Oh
the
yeah. And you're like in front of a
way.
bunch of people too.
Yes. And so I also set up the ritual team where we would initiate people and kind of do pledging. So that was fun. And my most recent position, I'm vice president of professional activities. And in that, I really get our members connected with professionals in the business world. And so I contact different companies and their representatives. Pretty much the recruiters is usually who I contact. And mainly in like OKC, Dallas, Tulsa, sometimes Houston. I'm trying to expand us more down there. And so also Kansas City. So that's what I've been up to, pretty much with that.
Yeah, that's really cool though, like getting to like serve as that point of contact between like students and recruiters, and I feel like
Yeah.
it makes you like not as scared to like talk to them because
Exactly.
you're already like communicating them and like trying to get them set up. So like, I don't know. It's not like a power struggle or anything. It's almost like, hey, like how are we gonna work together to figure something out?
Yes, it's definitely helped me a lot because I feel like before I definitely was afraid to approach professionals because they know so much and I feel like I know so little and so I just look kind of ridiculous to them. But it actually helped me a lot with my written communication as well. I noticed an improvement in my emails by a lot, and I actually was told that they had gotten better, and I was like, thank God, because before I was really tragic about writing emails. I didn't know how to set it up. I learned how to create a signature in Gmail.
There
That
you
was a new
go.
experience. So now I have a signature. So I definitely think it's been a really good experience, and I recommend like it to everyone in my chapter. I'm like, be the next vice president of professional activities, because I think it's given me a lot of good experience for sure.
Yeah. Now, I remember like my first internship when I was in Florida, like I had never had any like professional experience and I didn't really understand how like professionals interacted with each other. And so my first day, I was like, do I call you Mr. whatever? Or like, do I call you by your first name only? Like, I wasn't sure. And I just like feel it out. I'd be like so timid. Like my manager's name was Steve, and I was like, should I like it's short for Steven, so I wasn't sure if I should address him as Steven or Steve or Mr.
Yeah.
Steve. And I remember my first few times talking to him, like if I wanted to address him, I'd be like, Oh, like, and then I wanted to talk to like Steve really quick, and then like I'd like lower my voice as
Yes, because you're like, you don't know what to say in that situation. You're like, can I call you by your actual name?
Exactly.
I get so confused with that stuff still to this day because I
Yeah.
feel like we're at that age where we need to start calling people by their first name. But I am still so stuck in like what I used to call my friend's parents back home. Like, oh, hey, Mr. like blah 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 or Miss
Yeah.
blah blah blah. And now I'm
Yeah.
like,
I
can I still
know.
call you that? Or like, do I call you sir, ma'am?
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's definitely interesting, like going into that like professional world and figuring out all the like, because they don't teach you in school, like, hey, you approach this person, call them this, you know?
Yes.
So,
How was are you looking forward to your internship this summer?
luckily I have one already, which is really nice. I found it at our career fair in the fall, and the company's name's Eaton, and I'm super excited because I think they had a couple of informationals before like the actual career fair day, and I went to them, and the people talking at them were just, they were so nice, they were awesome, just fun people to talk to, and then talked to the person at the career fair, like loved that person, got an interview, and I just loved my interview, like the people who interviewed me, it was two different people at like two different locations, and they were just, they made it sound almost like a conversation and not like an interview, and I really liked that. And they didn't really care about like, I guess, like they were professional obviously, but they weren't like not laughing or not smiling, like they weren't afraid to like show me their smile or something. And so already I was like, I really like this company a lot, and I guess I'm graduating spring 22, but I have like,
Hey,
yeah,
me too.
I know. So I'm with you now. But when I was looking for an internship, I was like, you know, I already had one like 2 summers ago, and like I can not just worry about looking for a company, but also like trying to find a company that like suits me personality wise. And I knew like I'd hit gold whenever like I got the call, and the person calling me was the nicest person ever. Like she was so nice. She was like first congratulating me, and then like she stepped away from the phone like for like 5 seconds and was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like I'm working from home, like I have my kids here." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, like that's so sweet. Like you didn't, I don't know. It was just so cool seeing like the human side or like the parent side of them and not just the recruiter side." And so I accepted it, and they wished me a Merry Christmas, which was super nice.
Oh, that is nice.
But yeah, luckily I found one, and don't know where I'll be yet, but I'm just happy to like have something locked down.
Oh, do you know like what kind of locations, or do they kind of have it everywhere?
Yeah, they have a bunch of different locations because Eaton as a company does a lot of different things. They do things in like cybersecurity, but then they also do things with like electric vehicles and like smart airplanes. So they're kind of all over the place. I just prepped like my three like industries that I really liked, and I think they're going to go through those, and based on like what we like and business needs, they're going to assign us to whatever location.
Are those the three that you're interested in?
I forgot what I put as like my third, but I love like the whole electric vehicle and smart airplane movement, so I definitely put those two, but I forgot what my third one was.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. I'm so excited too, just 'cause like I don't know, this summer is pretty important since like I'm obviously going to graduate the following year, and it'll be nice if like I can have like a good impression with them and they like me. Hopefully, you know, it could turn into
And you could
something full
like,
time.
secure that job and then not have to worry about it. That
Exactly.
would be a blessing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's the scariest part of like having to, move on to that next step is you're
Yeah.
like, oh shoot, I have to actually find a job.
Yeah, and you probably like see this since like you're a junior now and you'll have like senior friends, but like I have friends who are looking for jobs, and obviously the job market is tough right now, and you hear all of this like some people have things locked down, some people don't, but then like the people who do have jobs locked down, they're like moving to another state and you don't know when you're gonna see them again. So
I think that's the craziest part is like I don't know where I'm gonna live after college. I mean, I'm assuming Houston just because that's where it's looking like right now. But I mean, it could be anywhere, you know, like you said, just with the job market, how it is right now.
Yeah, you never know, but I'm hoping that like by next fall, like things calm down a lot.
Me too. I hope that we can get to experience our last year in college like it usually has been.
Yeah, I mean, like our like you're a junior right now, and like my junior year before COVID was amazing. I feel like you don't have all like those real adult like I'm looking for a job type of struggles. But you're also like not a freshman, so you're in that like perfect age of like I can have like fun, but I'm also not too old.
Yeah, I'm kind of been okay that, like, you know, if this were to happen at any time, it happened at this time, because I feel really bad for, you know, the seniors and also the freshmen. I mean, they'll get hopefully some more normal years under their belt, but I can't imagine how difficult it would be to come in to
Like college, like,
college, and it's already difficult to, you know, like really start, you know, going out, making friends, getting used to your college schedule, and then it's completely flipped and it's all online or, you know, some in person. So I hope that they can get some normal years.
Yeah, and I was gonna say too, like, coming into freshman year, I did not know how to like study and learn, and with everything being online, it's just a lot easier to like just put things off to the last minute. So, like some of the freshmen might not really know how to learn, like, cause like study like some a lot of tests for me like last semester were open book or like you can have like two sheets of paper or something, but like in person, I usually don't get that luxury.
No, before last year, I think I only had one class that ever let me use OpenNotes, and so my studying kind of slacked off last semester and, you know, before that, but yeah, it's been wild.
You're also in another Greek life organization, just Greek life queen over here. But yeah, tell me about just your experience in Tridel and how you've liked it so far.
Yeah, so I am a tri-delt, like you said. Delta, 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 the sorority that everyone always mocks.
Three
And
times
from,
better, just one letter.
yes. Gotta love SNL for that. Thank you. My freshman year, I really got into it and had a lot of fun. And that's where I met all my best friends, really, spring semester of that year. And then we all live together now, pretty much. A couple of us are, you know, in different apartments just because of the space and everything. But it's been a lot of fun. Just that's what I'm so thankful for with Tri Delta, is the people I've met. And like homecoming, that's an experience like I had never felt before. It's definitely a lot of work. I don't know if
Yeah, why
anyone
don't
knows
you
what
elaborate what
comp
homecoming is?
Yeah, so pretty much it is a lot of chicken wire, and I don't know if anyone has seen our giant like decks, but I highly recommend looking them up because they take a lot of work and they're really cool, I think. And so pretty much in the chicken wire, we pump tissue paper into it. So we take usually the back end of a pencil and stick it through, like, let's say you're making the okay sign with your hand, and you put the tissue paper kind of in that circle area, and then you stick the pencil through so it like wraps around the pencil, and then you put it in. The rows go forever, so you could be pomping for like your whole life. I don't know. I mean, that's what it feels like during homecoming season, I'm not gonna lie. We usually have shifts. It's like a part-time job. So we have hours that we have to count, or we do rows sometimes, like the amount of rows you've completed. And it usually goes from like the very beginning of September to usually the end of October. So we're working on it for a whole 2 months. But it's really fun because you get to work with fraternities that you're partnered with, and you get to see everyone else's decks around Greek Row. And then we have a big football game, like announcing all the homecoming prizes, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And like the winners get like something donated to their charities.
The winners, it's just kind of like bragging rights almost. I want to say, I could be wrong. I've never been like on exec for homecoming. I'm kind of just a pomper, so I don't know like the full ins and outs like I probably should. But it's a really cool time. You definitely don't want to pomp for like a long time after that, just because it is kind of difficult at times because your schedule gets so busy. It's really difficult too in like October because of midterms. So you're like trying to study for all these tests, and then you also have to find time to go pomp. So, but I really enjoy it. We missed it this year just because of COVID. So I'm really hoping next year we can do that.
Yeah. Is it like different as a senior? Like you, I don't know, get more leeway since you've, I don't know, you've been part of the organization longer, or you kind of just, everyone has the same hours and everything, right?
I'm pretty sure you still have the same hours. You can always ask to, get less rows or less hours, just if you have like the amount of hours you're taking in school, and then if you work a job, pretty much all of that, or you just have a busy life and really need time to just take to yourself.
Okay, so I guess like what when was like the first time that you like really considered OSU your home, especially since like you live so far away and like I missed home so much my first semester, and it wasn't until like second semester that I was like, you know what, like I see this place as my home. Like when was that moment for you?
I think when I really started to make a genuine connection with people and like, the friends that I was making, it made everything more comfortable. I really wanted to come up here and just be with everyone again. And I really also thank my business fraternity for that because that was kind of the first thing that I've ever done, like just putting myself out there. I mean, of course, recruitment, but I felt like that was one of the places where I just kind of was like, yeah, let's try it. And then I knew no one in the business fraternity at all. And so it was really like intimidating, but I made a lot of great friends out of that too. And I think being on exec has definitely also just made me love it that much more because you really get to get close with those people that are on exec and interacting with the members. And so I think definitely also with Tri Delta, that helped me a lot was meeting my friends and just always wanting to hang out with them. That's what I really did.
Yeah, and like I mean, you I don't know how many like people from Katy go to OSU, but like for me, like when I went to A&M, I like there was obviously a lot of people from my high school who went, but like my first year I didn't really hang out with them. I kind of just made new friends, but the first few months were definitely hard because I think a lot of people freshman year are just like, I just want to meet as many people as possible, and we don't really think of like, oh, like I want to make people who are gonna like be there when I need something, or like they're gonna like be my support system. And so like for you, who were like maybe like two or three people that you've met early on in college that you've stayed friends with now and they're like super close with you?
Yeah, so I want to shout out my girl Dory. We all know Dory. We all love
Love
Dory.
Dory.
She definitely like was a like she's just always a great friend, and I always know that I can go to her with anything, and we hang out, and she introduced me to her roommate from her freshman year, Elizabeth, and she's awesome too. She's so funny. They're both amazing, and so I was just hanging out with them on Friday night. It was a lot of fun. Those are two people that I love and just enjoy hanging out with. And then, of course, my friend group, they mean the world to me, and I really can't imagine my college life without them. So They are amazing, and I miss them. Well,
Yeah.
I miss them when I'm gone from
Are
college.
the
Like when I'm back home, I'm like,
majority of them like from Oklahoma?
So it's kind of half and half. Like, there's a lot of Texas in our friend group, that's for sure. Like, a lot of us grew up in Texas or still live there. And then others, like, some are from Arkansas. Yeah, Oklahoma too. But mainly Texas, funny enough.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I knew like a lot of people from Texas go to OU. I wasn't sure like OSU just 'cause like I kind of consider it like a college town like A&M.
Yeah, it's definitely very small country vibes up here.
Yeah.
OU is a really cool city. As much as I hate to say it, they have a very pretty campus.
Yeah. The thing is like yeah, I forgot. Who did we? Oh yeah, it was me, Paige, Anna, and Griffin, and we had dropped Griffin off at Norman, so we were like on campus like maybe like
Yes.
20 minutes, and I was just like, "Wow, this place is pretty." And then I saw OSU, I was like, "Dang, you guys got a pretty campus too." Like, what's it gonna take for A&M to like paint our buildings? I don't know. Norman's really
Send them
pretty
some
though.
pics. Yeah, you're like, hey, just an idea, like just wanted your thoughts about it.
They're gonna be like, all right,
I
you got like 5 million.
know, right? You know, do y'all want to tear down the buildings?
Real. Yeah. I guess you come into college and you don't know too many people, you like meet all your friends and you get close with them. How do you feel like you've changed as you've gone throughout college?
Oh man. I feel like in high school I really didn't know myself well. I really relied on like other people's opinions to really know who I was. And I think growing like coming up here, just kind of leaving where I'm like what I'm used to, I really was forced to get to know myself better. And what I wanted to do with my life and who I wanted to be. And so I think I've really grown a lot in my confidence. I mean, you remember me from high school. I was kind of like, I could seem confident, but on the inside, I was not. And I still like tend to struggle with that a little bit just on like validation. But I think what's helped me the most is just putting myself out there and finding out that people enjoy me for that and they don't expect a lot out of it at the same, like a lot out of me, you know? Like, and so I think that's definitely what's helped me by coming up here. And just my friends, they make me feel loved and they understand me and I know that they'd be there for me no matter what.
And that's like, I guess in high school, I never really thought of it like this, but I was just friends with all these people because, like, I saw them every day, and I just
Right.
thought they were like my best friends. And then you go to college, and you're kind of experiencing different stages of, I guess, adultness.
Yeah.
You're taking care of yourself, like doing laundry, like learning little stuff like that.
Yeah, doing laundry.
Doing laundry is a big
That's
one.
definitely a big thing.
But then you realize like there's so many people at this university, like there's no way I can like be friends with everyone, which is like my thing in high school, is like I felt like I had to please everyone and be on everyone's good side. And then I realized in college, like I don't really care how many people like I guess I'm friends with. Like I just need to know that I have someone I can go to if I need like if I need someone to fall back on. And so
Yeah.
it's definitely been like a huge adjustment for me too, and something like I'm grateful for my A&M friends for like showing me.
Exactly. And I still love my friends from high school, and I mean, I reach out to you and Dory and Tori and you know, a couple others here and there. And like, I am very thankful that like I've grown up with you guys and we have all kind of still been with each other, even though we've been changing throughout college and really figuring out what we're doing with the rest of our lives.
Yeah, no, same. I remember like my freshman year of college when you're a senior in high school, and I was always thinking of like, who am I going to keep in touch with after college, like after high school? And obviously, like my first year, there were so many people I felt like I had to keep in touch with. And then as I grew up, like it gets, the list is smaller and smaller. But like with you, I was just like, McKenna's a homie. Like
We homies.
I need to like keep her in my life. And like maybe she doesn't know it now because she's in high school and like she doesn't really understand that like keeping up with somebody that you don't see every day is like, it's not a chore, but it's just not as easy as it was to do like if we were
Yes,
both in person.
I
And
agree.
so I was just like, she might not know now that like, hey, I'm choosing to keep up with her because I want her in my life. But I was like, next year, like when she realizes that it's gonna be hard for her to like keep in touch with her high school friends, she'll be like, oh, Victor kept reaching out to me and it took him some effort and like he still did it. So like he must like want me in his life.
Right, and I definitely still think that was a huge struggle of mine too. Was I am really bad about reaching out to people. I'm horrible at it. Like, I have every intention to, and then I get really nervous. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I don't know, like what if they reject or like they're like, no, I don't wanna talk to you today or something. And I definitely think that's changed a little bit. And I also think a big part of my personality change and like finding myself was like all thanks to Jack also. Like he is the best person. He kind of figured me out before I figured myself out. So it's definitely
Shout out
been
Jack.
great. Shout out Jack.
Why don't you tell me about Jack? How you guys met, how you guys got close, and then how you guys have managed to, I guess, just like keep growing together. I love your guys' relationship, by the way. I think it's awesome. Like, obviously, I think like you're a great guy, and he's like, you guys are like perfect for each other.
Thank you. That means a lot. So my story is kind of, well, my story, our story is kind of like, I don't know. People say it reminds them of like a show almost because we met when we were like 8 and 9. So we both had just moved into the neighborhood. He was literally right across the street from me. And he knows this. Most everyone else knows this. I did not like him growing up. I thought he was annoying and just a boy. So we really weren't like super close until his senior year. So y'all's senior year of high school. And I actually helped him figure out a plan to ask another girl to prom.
I
That's one of my favorite stories to tell because he can never come at me for anything because it's not for him. And so I still find that very funny because I had a very big crush on him. But if you know me, you know I am very not emotionless. I appear emotionless. So I like really struggled with communication back then too. And I also had never had a boyfriend before. So I really didn't know how to flirt. I still wouldn't know how to flirt, I guarantee it. But we started dating at the end of that summer, so literally a week before he went to college. And I think that was the best thing because we really, really, really had to learn how to communicate like super quick. It wasn't just we would see each other every day and, you know, like hang out all the time. We had to make time for each other because he was trying to figure out college and hanging out with people there. And I was finishing up high school. So that was one thing that we've grown with each other with. And then we're still pretty much doing long distance. Thankfully, he's only 1.5 hours away. So it's an easy drive. We see each other weekends usually. And we still get to hang out with our friends and like enjoy our colleges at the same time. So we're still learning a lot about ourselves independently, but we can also, you know, rely on each other and know that we can visit each other whenever we want.
When was like the time that you saw him as less annoying and more as like, oh, like there might be something here.
Definitely like high school. I mean, I really didn't find him annoying in high school. Me and Dory, when we would go down to Galveston with them, we would like we would all hang out, and that was a lot of fun. We would still kind of pick on Jack at that time, so I don't think we it was, I guess, just long awaited, pretty much, is from what we've discovered.
And then y'all's parents are close too, right? Like even before. So like when you guys broke the news to them, were they like, ah, like we told you so, or like something?
Well, what's funny is I was super nervous to tell my parents because I was like, oh my God, I this is scary because they know him, and like, is it gonna be weird like transitioning from like not being in a relationship to being in a relationship, you know? And like, how is that gonna work with, you know, because you don't get introduced to the parents because you already know them. So I was like, how do we do this? Do we just like walk up to them and we're like, yeah, we're dating, like, you know? And when I told my mom, we were on our way to Chick-fil-A actually in the car, and I was just like, whatever, I'm just gonna
The
say it. And I
perfect
was like,
time.
yeah, I was like, so I think, I was like, so yeah, we're dating. And she goes, really? I knew that. And I was like, oh. And I was like, what do you mean you knew that? And she goes, are you serious? Like, we could all tell. We all knew it was gonna happen. I was like, okay. So that they were all kind of like, yes, I told you so, pretty much.
Nice.
Very funny.
Yeah, that is funny though. I didn't think about it like you don't meet the parents, but like with you guys it's like you've every time you guys interact, you guys have just been like friends for like the past what like 8, 10, 12 years and then all of a sudden out of the blue you guys are dating and so the next time you come over it's not your friend McKenna, it's your girlfriend McKenna.
I know, and then like it was always awkward like hugging goodbye or like saying goodbye after that. I mean, it's not now, obviously, but like the first, I mean, the only week really before he went to college that we were officially together. What's funnier, and if he listens to this,
He will, he will.
he'll probably
Hi,
laugh about
Jack.
it. Hi, Jack. But he never actually officially asked me until I approached it. He just assumed that we were dating. And I was
Jack.
like, no. And I mean, like, you know, anniversaries and stuff.
Right.
So
You need to have a date to this.
our actual anniversary date is really like just something we decided on. Like, it wasn't actually, that's officially it. That's just like what we're going with.
What's the what's the date?
August 6th,
Okay.
2017.
All right, even
So,
number. I respect it.
respect, right? And it's what's funny is it's actually the day before my parents' wedding anniversary.
Oh,
So, even easier to remember.
that's nice.
It is
That is
very
funny.
funny.
Did you ever go visit him your senior year?
Well, he was living in a dorm with like he was in the traditional style dorms. We would actually visit each other, but it was usually when I was coming up to tour OSU. And so we would like pick him up and he would come to OSU with us. And then usually, and he came down a couple times to Houston, but I never just went up by myself, which we always laugh about because we were like, why didn't we? We had like the option. But I think I was also so busy with Sapphires because almost every weekend I had something, pretty much like football games. And then
That's
we moved
true.
into competition season and then spring show season. So it was just like constant going.
Well, I'm just glad that you guys are stuck together. I don't think I ever was like, this is gonna fail or whatever. I mean, if it did, I would have been like, what the heck happened? Because like, I forgot one.
Me too.
I don't even know like when I first, because I actually didn't really talk to Jack my senior year, I think. We definitely knew of each other, but I think it was after like you guys started dating that like he would also come to our Kim C house hangouts.
Yes.
And we'd play like card games and the what's it called? The blocks you take away.
Jenga?
Jenga, yeah, we'd do Jenga. Those were fun days.
They really were. I went to Kim's tea house, like right before I came back and got that strawberry banana smoothie there.
Yep.
It's 10 out of 10.
It's so good. It's different, like the layout.
I know.
They
It's
like
crazy.
it's way bigger.
It's huge. Because I remember they just had those little like side tables and then that little front area. And now it is ginormous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I love it.
So Jack's also staying. He's staying an extra semester, right?
Yes.
Okay. Dang. So he's leaving.
I
But
know.
I guess have you guys talked about like I don't know, 'cause like he needs to look for a job and you need to look for a job and you don't really know like where to look for a job yet and you guys have all these different things to decide. Like, have you guys talked? I'm sure you guys have talked about like life after college.
It all depends really on where he gets a job. It looks like Houston right now, which is where I'm most likely gonna be. So that'll be nice. We've talked about it before, and his job is so specific because he's in energy management. So he really only has select locations to work at. And where mine is more flexible, marketing positions are really everywhere out there. And so I am like fully willing to go wherever he goes, obviously. So that's kind of where it is now. We're not for sure yet. It really just depends on where he ends up working.
What do you think like you've learned the most of like being in a long distance relationship and you guys don't get to see each other every day and like schedules not don't always like match up? Like what have you learned from that?
I think it's really important to find a time to talk to each other, whether that just be, a couple of days a week. Really make sure you're like texting, keeping up with each other. We usually call every day, most of the time, usually like pretty late at night too. But I think the other important thing is that we like the space at the same time. Like I could spend every second with him if I could. But I think it's also helped us grow a lot just because we're able to, still hang out with friends and have that college experience. Whereas if we went to the same college, I'm not sure how it would be. Like we talked about it and we're like, well, we probably, wouldn't have met all these people, or it could have been so different. So I think that's one thing that we've learned throughout this, and just communication. I can't say that enough. It's so freaking important.
No, I definitely I guess from the outside looking in, like I definitely feel like being in long distance, I've never really enjoyed being around like the couples who like they have to be attached at the hip and they're with each other all the time. Like I just that's just a huge turn off to me. Like even as a friend, I'm just like, okay, like you guys are obsessed with each other, like go have fun. Like please don't be in my life, please.
Yeah, because it can feel like they're one person sometimes, like where you don't really feel like you get to the chance to know them individually,
Exactly. And then I think like another thing too is you guys like you mentioned you guys get to have like your own friends and you guys like have time to meet other people and just like I mean it is college at the end of the day and it's nice to like spend as much time as possible obviously but I think it's important too that you establish and like work on yourself otherwise like one side is too dependent on the other and it's just not too like it's not like a good balance I feel.
Yeah, and I also really like it because he gets to like come and hang out with my friends like when we're here, and then I get to go and like hang out with all his friends when we're there. So it's really fun because we get to see like the different parts of our life that way.
This is kind of like really random, but you guys have your like big Oklahoma OU game,
Yeah.
Oklahoma State OU games. How are those? Like I kind of think of it like Texas and Texas A&M. And so like what's the environment like? You've been to those games, right?
Oh yeah, you can't miss them. They're just they're actually really fun. I kind of always set the expectation that OSU is never gonna win. I mean, one day, hopefully. We have won in the past, but with the streak that OU is on, it might be a while for us. But I just go in and like have fun with it. The first year I went to the Bedlam game, it was my freshman year and it was at OU. The guy behind us was like he was so drunk and he like looked down and he obviously saw that I was in OSU attire and Dory was also there in her also like we weren't in like obvious OSU attire, but we added some orange like you had to. And so he was like trying to get us mad and he was like, OSU fans suck. And we were like, what do we have to do with the football game, bro? Like we didn't even say anything, but it was very entertaining. And he fell off of the risers, so it was kind of funny. It was a little bit karma.
Karma, yeah.
Yeah. But he also pushed us off of ours. And so it
Like
was
he
like a
didn't
dominant.
like not literally, right? Or literally.
He fell, like he
Okay.
tripped. It wasn't on purpose, but
Yeah.
it was still pretty funny.
Do people get like violent at that game?
No,
Okay.
I've never seen anything violent.
Yeah.
I don't know about OU Texas because I feel like they almost have a bigger rivalry than we do
Yeah.
with them. Just because, I mean, everyone hates Texas. No offense,
Yeah.
Texas fans, but like everyone in the Big 12 at least is like, and you guys.
Oh yeah.
So, just it's really funny.
Yeah. Y'all had a pretty good year though. Like y'all were ranked pretty high at one point.
Yeah, and then we lost to Texas.
Really hoping for you guys to pull through on that one. Anytime Texas loses, and they always have those few games that like they definitely should not
Gosh,
lose, and they lose,
yes.
we like get so happy.
It literally infuriated me so much because I was at that game and OSU was just, they were doing horrible. I mean, we had six turnovers.
Oh
That
wow.
is
Yeah,
like
that's
absurd. And
yeah.
so we very obviously gave up that game, but it was just so infuriating because we went into overtime and I was really hopeful. I was like, okay, overtime, we got this. And then it just went downhill from there. And we were number six, so that
Oh
was
my goodness.
heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Where'd y'all finish and like finish the season?
20th.
Okay, so you're still ranked,
We're still ranked, you know? How did you feel about A&M not being in
The
the
playoff.
championship? Yeah.
I kind of expected it. Like I wasn't one of those people like we should be in the playoff, but I was just really intrigued like if we were in, like how well would we have done? Because I feel like we were trending
Right.
upwards. I definitely feel like if we played Alabama, we would have lost, but I don't think it would have been by as much. It
Well,
probably would have been like 15, but like not 28.
when I was looking, did you guys not like almost have the same or better score than Ohio State did? I mean, I feel
Yeah,
like I was
so
reading up on that.
we had the same score as Ohio State, like exactly, which is really funny. I think
Right.
all of us were pulling for Alabama to score like one more because so many Ohio State people were like, oh, next time don't lose by 28, and they lose by 28. But actually, I remember I was watching the Alabama game because I always have like a little sliver of hope that we're gonna win. And this past year, like
Right, it looked
going into
promising.
halftime, we were pretty like handling it really well, and then like
Yeah.
they scored right before halftime, and then they scored again coming out of it. And but we were pretty good for like the first half at least. So I was just really curious to see like how well we would have done, but it is
Yeah.
what it is.
I always root for you guys in the SEC. Every time I see y'all play, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I always have those teams where like I associate like this person goes to college here. And so like we played you guys last year in the bowl game, which like we almost lost.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That was so frustrating. But like,
Did you go
all
to
of you
that game?
guys, no, I
Okay.
wish. But all of you guys were so nice about it, like afterwards. Like, you guys have such a great fan base where you're like, oh, that was such a good game. Like, you guys played good. And instead of like, oh, we like whooped your butt. Like, you guys suck, you know? So it was fun. It was very sad for me because I hate watching them lose. But because you just know how hard they work. But like, one team always has to lose. So.
No kidding, yeah. And like I love football. Like I realize how much I love college
Yes.
football, and I've been lucky enough to like go to a couple of like really awesome games, like the LSU game in
The
2018.
LSU game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And then I think yeah, that same year Clemson was number two and we were unranked and we played them. Like if we had made a 2-point conversion at the end, we would have like tied. So
Oh my
it was
gosh.
like so close, and it's been fun. I'm glad I have another year here to experience that.
Exactly. And the Florida game, like, that was crazy. That was a good game.
I didn't think we were gonna win. I don't know, like I felt like we had worked so hard to get to the end zone, and then they do like two plays and they're already in the end
Yeah.
zone, and I was like, how are we gonna stop this? And then Kyle Field, like I don't know about the whole 25 capacity thing, because a lot of people were talking about that, and
Yeah.
it definitely wasn't full. Like the student section was pretty full, but they were still like, we were still spaced out, but I don't know. It was like that felt as loud as like a regular game, like in the stadium. I was like, wow, I feel like we have way more people than normal, and they had to call a few timeouts when it got too loud, and I was just like, wow,
That's
like
funny.
that's crazy. And then obviously their coach starts talking about it, and I was like, we did that.
That was us right there. Yeah, that was a great game.
Have you ever been to Kyle Field, like for a game?
No, but I like when we went and visited A&M, we got to go into Kyle Field, so that was really cool.
Yeah, was that
So
year, what year, like junior year?
my timing is really off. I think it was either end of sophomore year or junior year. I think it was junior year though.
Wow. Back when A&M had a fighting chance to land McKenna.
So
Or
sorry,
did they
A&M.
ever have a fighting chance?
I mean, I didn't know much about it.
It's just like one of the closest places you can go.
True. That was nice. I really truly do not think I could have gotten in. I mean, I could have done the Blinn route, but at the same time, I didn't have the same connection with A&M that I had at like the other two colleges.
I guess, if it weren't for like you, I'm switching gears again, but if you weren't
Go
like
for it.
going to live in Houston, like do you have any other places that you visited that you'd like to live, or places you haven't visited but you think you'd like to live?
Oh my gosh. I it's kind of a tough one because I really like Colorado a lot, but I hate the cold. Like,
Oh yeah.
which is funny why I came up here because it's definitely cold up here. That's also like another place that like Jack had the possibility to work like in that state. So I think that'd be really cool. And just be a different experience too, more like nature,
Yeah.
different kinds of people there. Just it seems like a happy energy too. But I don't know where else I would want to live.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, like when you
Yeah.
haven't really lived anywhere else besides like your college town and like your hometown.
Exactly. I think like Florida would be cool. Seems to be fun over there.
Yeah, I got to visit Dory a couple times. That was a lot of
Yes.
fun.
Did you like the Jacksonville area when you were there?
It was pretty nice, yeah. It felt like a less busy like Houston area. I mean, I lived like 10 minutes away from the beach, which is really nice.
Dang.
And there's a lot of like nice like outlets that I live nearby. And then so like I lived in a different side of town than Dory, but when I visited Dory's place, I was like, wow, like those are like my the house I was living in, it was like an Airbnb. It was just like a typical house, but like Dory's looked like it was a house that belonged in Florida. It was like so cute.
Yeah, it's such a pretty house.
Oh, you visited before?
Well, no, I've seen pictures. of like all of it, and it's such an adorable house.
Yeah, it's awesome. But yeah, Florida's really nice. I definitely would like to stay in the warm for as long as
I
possible.
know, right? I think Houston, like, oh, I just got used to it, you know? Like, I grew up in Wichita until I was about 8, and Wichita, that place is cold. And so I think I was used to the cold there, but then moved on to Houston, and I mean, the lowest it really gets in Houston is maybe 30 degrees, like, maybe.
But then Oklahoma, like, what would it be? Like 20
Oh.
tens?
It was 14 one day when I was walking to
Oh
class,
my
and
gosh.
the wind was absolutely miserable. That's the other thing, is it is so windy up here because it's just like open fields, everything. I mean, there's times when I'm like driving out of Stillwater to go to Edmond or Norman, OKC, and it's only like an hour drive, maybe, but the winds, they will take your car and you'll just like, you have to like rip that wheel back the other way because it's so strong.
Is the weather as like bipolar as it is in
Yes.
really? Okay.
Yes. It's so funny. I mean, today we were just like, it was like clear skies, and I mean, it was a little gross out, like a little foggy. And then it just completely started to pour down randomly, and then it picked back up. No rain.
It was so foggy here this morning. Like I woke up and it looked like every single building in town decided to vape or something. Like it was just so smoky and I was so confused. I was like, is it raining or is it just like foggy? It was just like it was really misty, so but it cleared up and I think I haven't seen the sun in forever. It had been cloudy for the past few days.
Yeah, it's been a little gross. Won't lie. It's not horribly cold up here right now, thankfully. It's like 50s. Sometimes drops a little lower at night and in the morning.
Switching gears again, do you have like a favorite college memory?
My gosh.
Or you can give
These
me like a
questions stress me out.
top two, top three or something like that, if you can't think of just one.
I definitely think one of my favorite memories is when me and like my group of friends, we went over to the house in Stillwater, and we all just like had a little girls' night and kicked back and hung out, and that was a lot of fun. That was like one of the first times we had really all gotten together and just like chilled outside of like Tri Delta, and so I really that was a fun night.
That house is a nice house.
It
It is a nice house.
is great. I would do my laundry over there when I lived in Tri Delta because, like, I don't remember how many like washer and dryers are there, but it's very difficult to do your laundry when there's, you know, 70 plus people living in a house. And so it was nice that I could just like go over on a Sunday. I would take my homework and do that, or like someone would come over with me and we'd just hang out and do laundry.
You don't live there right now, though, right? You're in an apartment.
No, yeah, I live in an apartment. That's like, I have a 5-minute walk to the business building. It was
Oh,
the best thing
perfect.
ever.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I didn't really. I'm trying to think what we did when we went up there, because I know the first night I was with Dory, and then that was Friday night, I think.
Yeah.
But then what did we do Saturday? I think we just stayed inside and like played games and stuff. Like I remember making breakfast, but
Yeah,
I
and
don't.
then the bacon.
Oh
It got so smoky in there.
yeah.
Yeah,
I
I
don't
think
know.
we played like Mario Party, I think. Or maybe Mario Kart. I don't know. We played one because Evan had his Switch.
Yeah. I was about to say, because I don't remember like seeing the outside when it was day. Like I was only around at night. But
I know, right?
I was just like, y'all's Greek like houses are,
Oh, yes.
it's
Yeah, we took
crazy.
y'all on that tour around the Greek neighborhood. That was fun.
That was crazy. Like, and some of the fraternity houses too, like they are way nicer than the ones here.
They're huge. They're nicer than like my sorority house.
Really?
Yes. Oh my, this huge one was just built like last year. It is ginormous. It's like a huge mansion. I don't, they can fit like over 100+ people in there. It's just insane.
It's really cool though that like especially like friends like Dory that you've been able to like still be friends with her even though like I'm sure you guys are leading different lives like different friend groups and different majors and all that but you guys are still like pretty close.
I think that's what also makes it so fun too, is because like we both had like different experiences, like different groups that we're in, you know, she's big with like Kayo and PLC. And so I think that's really cool. And her friends are great. They're so fun to hang out with. So I just it's it, it has been amazing like having her up here.
A few more questions. The first one is like we just talked about friends, but I guess how is your like perception of like friend in high school versus like friend right now like changed? This is Victor Zhang's friends after all. I mean, we have to talk about friends.
I definitely feel like I still look for, you know, like friends with you, obviously, and then like Dory and Tori, Ryan and Taylor. Like we got close at the end of that year. I think I just love friends that like to have fun. You know, that, you know, even if you don't talk for a while, you'll still be able to just pick up the conversation like that and like have a great time with them. They're with you through like their ups and downs and your ups and downs. You're just there for each other. So I definitely think that's what I really looked for in college too, was like the really great friends that I made in high school and middle school on. And I wanted to keep friendships like that continuing through college, and I've definitely found that.
That's awesome. Something else I didn't really know too much about you is like your music taste.
My music taste.
So why don't you share some of your favorite songs, artists, genres?
Personal favorite right now is Driver's License by
Oh
Olivia
goodness.
Rodrigo. We know, we know. I love Taylor Swift's new album.
Oh my gosh.
10 out of 10.
Loved it so much too. Do you have like a few like favorite songs in there?
Mine are kind of cliche. Like, I love Willow.
I love Willow too.
Yeah, Champagne Problems. Like, it's just a classic. You know, all those vibes. And then I completely switch gears and go into like hip hop, rap. Gosh. Post Malone, okay?
Oh yeah, Post
Hands
Malone.
down, I will talk about Post Malone all day, every day.
Yeah.
He is like my favorite artist ever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like he captures a multitude of genres and just somehow is good at all of them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can go really sad with like Stay, and then you can go into like full on rock star mode. And then like chill music, like Candy Paint or any of
Yeah.
that.
So what I know you saw him in person, right?
Yes.
What tour was that?
I went to his most recent album, and then I also went to his Beer Bong and Bentley
Oh yeah,
album.
I love that album.
Yes. So I must see him again. I'm really sad that I missed Stony, because I feel like that's like one of my favorite albums of his. It's just so deep.
That was like the first like Post Malone album I really like
Yes,
listened to.
it was so freaking good. So I'm really sad that I didn't ever get to go to that concert, but you know, we can keep the trend going if you want.
Good choices. This is like not really related, but do you still dance?
No.
Okay.
If you
Long
consider
story short, no.
TikTok dancing,
Oh my
dancing,
gosh.
I occasionally learn
We
a couple of those moves.
could talk about your TikTok all day.
Yes, purely for other people's entertainment.
There's some fun stuff, yeah.
Trying to reach that like high view count, probably not
Influencer
gonna
stats.
happen. I don't know about influencer status because like then you're in the public eye
Oh
all the
yeah, I
time.
wouldn't want that.
And heck no, like I
Yeah.
people know everything about your life. I'm like,
Yeah.
this is psycho a little bit.
You might have a stalker.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and then they make okay, like fan counts. I had a fan count, okay, at one point. I was a One Direction stan. That was back in my early junior high days. So I understand the fan accounts, but if people made fan accounts of me, I would be like, I don't deserve this.
Yeah.
Like, y'all do not need to be worshiping me. It's just crazy to me.
For real, I'd be like, I don't post that much for you to even have much to like, like unless you know someone who knows me, like what are you posting about that I'm like, how do you know what I'm doing right now? It's not like I make every move I do public.
I know. And also, I just don't like, I don't have that fame energy, you know? Like,
Yeah.
some people are just
It's like they're
really
born for the spotlight.
born for
Yeah.
that. And I cannot.
I'm the same way. I'd be so uncomfortable. I'd be like, there's plenty of other people way more deserving. And also,
Yes.
I don't know. I just feel weird that like someone's obsessed with me.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It probably put me on like too much of a high horse at the same time, you know? It would not be good for me.
Yeah. I asked the whole dancing thing because, actually, I think it started with just me like knowing a bunch of y'all in Sapphires like my senior year, and I went to a couple of your guys' competitions. I was like, oh my goodness, like y'all are pretty cool, or like dancing is really
Yeah.
cool, and especially like when done correctly, like some I found out I love like people who do hip hop because it just
Yes.
feels like I'm not doing anything, but it looks so powerful. And so kind of if you ever came to A&M and like you went out with me and like some of my friends, like you would notice that people are like, oh, like the dancer of the group is Victor. Like Victor knows how to like Victor
Nice.
knows some of the
I break it
moves.
down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to come down to A&M. I
That'd be
like, it
fun.
is a must.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So like I'm working right now. I'm doing a co-op remotely.
Nice. Oh yeah,
So
is it with
Honeywell,
Honeywell?
yeah.
Yeah.
And so I don't really have a place I have to be. Like, I don't have. I was gonna be in Pittsburgh, but because
Oh
COVID happened,
dang.
that would have been cool.
Yeah.
But because COVID happened, I am not. So, if I really wanted to, I could go back home in Katy and just work there for the rest of the semester. I
That's nice.
could, like, you know, I'm here in College Station. I just work here. But I know we had talked about it earlier, like last year, but I could go up to Oklahoma State for like a few
Heck
days
yeah.
and just work there and then you know, explore Stillwater some more. I
That'd
think
be a
that'd be
lot of
cool.
fun, honestly. Like, you could come hang out with my friends.
Yeah, that'd
We
be a lot of
could,
fun.
I could actually take you around campus because I don't remember. I don't think we actually took you guys on
Yeah.
campus last
I
time.
didn't go on campus, but I saw such a small portion of it last time, and then I forgot if we went. Like we definitely got food, and I think it was. Is there a place called Snooze? No, that's in Katy, right? Yeah,
Oh, I don't. Where did we
I
take?
forgot. I know it was like this, like thing only in Stillwater.
Was it what
Oh,
kind of food was it? Do you remember?
okay, it's not. It wasn't in. No. What was it? I know we had like queso. Like it was almost like a Torchy's type thing. But.
Oh, it might have been Mexico Joe's.
Maybe. But you guys had
It's
queso chips.
queso.
Like
That's the
tacos,
only.
maybe?
I think it was Mexico Joe's
Okay.
because that's like. I don't think we took you guys to Eskimo Joe's, but that's like the big thing in Stillwater. It's only Stillwater known.
Yeah.
I think it's funny because whenever I leave Stillwater and go somewhere like in Texas, if I see people wearing Eskimo Joe shirts, I'm like, oh my gosh,
You
because I
know.
know you can
Yeah.
only come from Stillwater,
Yeah.
so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no. It'd be really cool. So yeah, I'll let you know if I ever Like I honestly can do it whenever. Like I just work from like 7:30 to like 4. But other than that, like I want to do more like little trips to
That'd
different
be fun.
places. So that could be a move.
That could be a move.
Yeah.
Just let me know.
I'll let you know. Is there anything happening like in the spring that I should probably
No.
not,
Yeah, no.
yeah, I was about to say. I
I
don't.
mean, school, that's
School.
about it.
Yeah. Okay. So my last question for you is, you've gone through like a lot of things in college. You still have a year left, but what is something that you've learned in college thus far that like you don't want to forget in the future?
Like people wise, or like for myself personally, or like in
It could
general.
be like whatever you want.
I think, okay, so something that I really was bad about in high school was like keeping up with my mental health and like really making sure that I was doing what I wanted and what made me happy. I think in college, I have struggled sometimes, you know, with just like how I felt. I've been going to therapy since last year, and I highly recommend, even when I'm not feeling like anything, it's just good to, you know, have her to go and talk to and really be like just a non-biased opinion. I think that's the biggest thing for me, because I was noticing I was getting super anxious all the time, and it was starting to overwhelm me, and I wasn't able to really focus on like enjoying my time with my friends, and I was getting down, and I still have moments like that now, but I know that there's like outlets and ways that I can help myself. And so I think mental health is extremely important and something that like I need to make sure I keep a priority even after college.
Yeah. When was like the first time you realized that it, like your mental health was important?
My freshman year, I really struggled. It like I was at a breaking point. This is very, I mean, personal, kind of sad, but I like wanted to leave OSU. Like I was really scared that I wasn't really finding myself, and I was scared that maybe I'd made the wrong choice because I was just so still caught up in everything. But then once I started like really taking care of myself, making sure I had like days of, you know, actually leaving my dorm and like going out and like forcing myself to meet like new people and like go to events, even if I was super uncomfortable with, even if I was super nervous or wasn't feeling like it that day, that's where I met all my friends from. And like I don't regret a single thing, making sure that I was like taking care of myself and finding the people that I care about and care about me, you know.
No, I'm definitely glad that like you found that at OSU. I think like it's always nice when you have you meet people who make it feel like a home when you're not like actually at home. And it's like a huge part to college because there's so many things that like could affect us, whether it's school or like socially or even like relationship wise. And so like it's always nice to have like people to rely on. And it gets really lonely when you're like, you feel like you have no one nearby. Because like, it's one thing to like be able to call your parents and like they talk you through it, but it's another for like someone in person to like come to you and like just listen and sit there.
Exactly.
And so I'm really happy that you're able to find that.
Yeah. I want to know like what your thing is.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it's just the whole like, you can't really please everyone, and you like have friends that like you can't please everyone, you can't be friends with everyone, but the important thing is that you find someone or like a group of people that you know like will have your back. And I found out that like the people that I can rely on are the people that like I'm able to like engage in like deep conversations with, and we can talk about anything. And you know, I can't do surface level for a long time. Like I it needs to there needs to be a depth to our relationship for me to feel like I can trust you and
Right.
go to you, 'cause I don't usually like to like talk about my problems or like go to people, but it makes it a lot easier whenever like that somebody that like I've had that deeper connection with. And so like not really caring about how much or how many people I've met in college. I don't really care about like every single person. They need to like me and they need to be my friend.
Yeah.
It's more like the people that I meet and the people that like I think are good people. Like I'm gonna try to do my best to further that relationship with them and make them like someone that like can I can rely on them, they can rely on me type thing.
Yeah, I think that's a really like, and that's also something that I had to learn too. It's impossible to make everyone like you, even though sometimes I still think that way, where I'm like, oh,
Oh, me too,
I need
yeah.
to like go take the extra step, you know, and like do all this stuff. But you really gravitate towards the people that also gravitate back to you, so.
Yeah. And also it's just not healthy to think that like for your self-worth to be on like how other people perceive you, like mentally it's not good because then you're not like ple you need to please yourself. You can't just like trying to please
Yeah,
everyone else.
exactly. And I also felt like it kind of held me back a lot with my own personality because I tried to be like different versions of myself in order to make someone else happy, you know, or to try to get them to like me, like you said.
Well, McKenna, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I'm glad I finally got to have you on.
Yes, thank you so much for having me too. It was really good
Of
just getting to
course.
catch up.
Yeah, you're an OG.
Same with you.
You're an OG.
Till the end.
Till the end, yeah. I'm glad that, we'll be graduating at the same time. That's something that I've
Yes.
had to get used to is I'm always going to consider myself like 2021 graduation, but I'm class of 2022 now.
I mean, honestly, class of 22 sounds better to me.
I mean, here's the thing.
Yes.
Taylor Swift has a song called 22, so
Facts.
I think it was just meant to happen.
I also like that it's very even, like
Oh, yeah.
22. It's just really, really flattering to me, I
Sounds
guess.
good, yeah. The alliteration.
All
Yeah.
right. Well, thank you again for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I hope I see you soon. Or at least,
Yes.
yeah, I probably will. I definitely want to, like, go up there for a little bit just because, like, I can.
Yes,
Yeah.
you must. It'll be fun.
For sure. Well, thank you everyone for listening, and I will see you guys on our next one.